Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 10:27.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The Christian camp where my husband and I worked full-time had just completed another busy summer season. I was exhausted, so one morning I filled my travel mug with coffee and headed to a point on the harbor where we lived. My only agenda was to sit in silence in God's presence and listen for His voice. I'd intended to spend 15 minutes there, but it stretched to 45. During that time, a mink scurried by, a couple of feet away. He stopped and stared at me in surprise for a few seconds and then disappeared under a log. A flock of herons flew overhead, and a pod of porpoise swam by. I lived there for 11 years, and I saw porpoise in that harbor only twice. What were the chances I'd see them that day during the 45 minutes I sat there? To this day, I believe God orchestrated a nature show just for me that morning. He knew I was there, and He knew what I needed in that moment. The message of His love and care and attention for me came so clearly that I returned home refreshed and infused with new strength and enthusiasm for our work. Jesus spoke the words in today's verse. My sheep listen to my voice supposes two things. God speak to us, and His children can hear Him. In my years of full-time Christian ministry, I've heard two questions on this topic. First, God spoke with Old Testament characters like Noah, Moses, Gideon, and Samuel, but does He still speak today? And second, how does He speak today? The answer to the first question is a definite yes. God still speaks today. His methods of communicating are different than in Old Testament times. Like, for instance, He doesn't speak through donkeys like He did to get Balaam's attention. And neither does He speak with a thunderous voice from a fiery mountain like He did when He talked to the Israelites at Mount Sinai. But He still communicates because His desire for relationship with us has never changed. And the answer to the second question is, He speaks in many different ways. So let's look at some of them. First, in this age, God speaks primarily through His Word. He reveals truths about His character. He gives us commands to obey, warnings to heed, and instructions to follow. He tells us what He values and blesses, and what He despises. He shares His thoughts about money, earthly possessions, parenting, marriage, leadership, and government. It's all there. Spending time in God's Word is vital if we want to hear His voice. Second, God speaks through His Son, Jesus. Hebrews 1:1-2 say, long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. Jesus said, He spoke only what the Father told him to say. So when we read Jesus' words as recorded in the Bible, we know these are God's words spoken through him to us. Third, God speaks through his Holy Spirit. In John 14:26, Jesus said that after he returned to heaven, God would send the Holy Spirit to teach us truths we need to know and to remind us of Jesus' words. You know that little inner voice we sometimes hear cautioning us to hold our tongue or refrain from taking a certain action in the moment? And you know the nudge we feel to help a stranger or to call someone or offer a word of encouragement in the moment? That's the Holy Spirit. That's God speaking to us. God speaks to us through godly teachers of the Word and through creation, like he did with me that day on the point. He speaks through our circumstances and our thoughts, through music, through pictures he puts in our mind when we pray, and through dreams. He can speak to his children in any way he wants because, after all, he is God. We can't put him in a box and suppose to know everything about the way he wants to talk with us. But one thing's for sure, no matter what method he chooses, his message always aligns with his word and truth. God speaks to his children, and we can hear and recognize his voice. We can. So listen up. What might he want to say to you? Take a few minutes today or tomorrow. Sit in silence in his presence and invite him to talk. Let's pray. God, thank you for communicating with us. You are our good shepherd. So open our ears to hear your voice and give us hearts to follow your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave because That's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.